Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says President Donald Trump and his wife Melania are exhibiting symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus. President Trump was transferred to Walter Reed Medical Center today amid what the White House is calling an overabundance of caution. But as NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, some Trump supporters are expressing confidence in his recovery.
At a coffee shop in Virginia Beach, Amelia DeCruz said she supported Trump in 2016 and is leaning toward doing so again this year. She sees him as strong and ready to fight off the virus.
I think Trump's pretty resilient, and he'll probably power on through it.
Even if she has some misgivings about his personality.
Trump's too obnoxious to probably suffer.
DeCruz acknowledged it's impossible to know how the coronavirus will affect any individual. Health experts say Trump's age and weight put him at higher risk of serious illness. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
The Pentagon says President Trump's positive test for COVID-19 has not changed the military posture anywhere in the world. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, the Pentagon is seeking to calm concerns both at home and abroad.
The Pentagon said in a statement that the news about President Trump did not prompt any change to, quote, the readiness or capability of our armed forces. Our national command and control structure is in no way affected. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is traveling in North Africa and is continuing his trip as planned. The U.S. election season always raises concerns that a foreign country might take an aggressive action during a time when the U.S. is focused on domestic politics. Trump's coronavirus status adds to those concerns, though the White House said the president has been giving directions to his staff. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Today, a court released 15 hours of audio recordings from the grand jury proceedings in the Breonna Taylor case. Jurors indicted one former officer for wanton endangerment of Taylor's neighbors. As Amina Alahi of member station WFPL in Louisville reports, the tapes touch on a key component of the case, whether or not the officers knocked before entering.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has said that before the raid, officers had been ordered to announce themselves despite the no-knock warrant, and that one neighbor corroborated the officers' claim that they did so before entering Breonna Taylor's apartment by force. Several other neighbors said they did not hear the police identify themselves that night. Investigator Herman Hall told jurors that one neighbor told him,
"He would have felt safer if he would have heard Louisville Metro Police Department announced, because he was thinking that he was being robbed."
When police burst in, Taylor's boyfriend shot at them, prompting them to shoot back. Kenneth Walker said he did not know they were police. For NPR News, I'm Amina Alahi in Louisville.
Stocks eased off their worst losses of the session. The Dow was down 134. This is NPR. The Supreme Court says it will take a look at an Arizona law that bars anyone but a family member or caregiver from returning another person's early election ballot. The law itself, however, will remain in effect until the presidential election and until justices review it. A federal appeals court in January ruled that Arizona's law barring so-called ballot harvesting violates the Voting Rights Act and the Constitution. But the court put on hold its ruling while the Supreme Court was asked to take the case. FEMA says it's approving emergency assistance for people in Pensacola and other parts of northwest Florida affected by Hurricane Sally. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Governor Ron DeSantis says FEMA has approved individual assistance for residents in five Florida counties hit by Hurricane Sally. This comes more than 2 weeks after the storm. Escambia County commissioners had written a letter to President Trump seeking the aid, pointing out that in neighboring Alabama, storm victims had already received more than $15 million in federal relief. Commission Vice Chair Robert Bender.
Now we are out trying to get caught up a little bit.
Including individual assistance in a disaster declaration makes available aid such as housing vouchers for people displaced by the hurricane. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
In an attempt to crack down on so-called party houses and curb further spread of the coronavirus, home rental company Airbnb says it plans to prohibit one-night rentals of properties the weekend of Halloween. Follows problems some owners have experienced in the past. Airbnb says previously booked rentals will be canceled and the company will offer refunds. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.